What are we about? Or maybe more directly, what are you about? What do you purport to do with your life? With the gift that has been given to you, life, what are you going to do with it? What do you hope to accomplish? Do you want to be successful? Do you want to raise a family? Do you want to achieve world peace? If that is what you are about, then you have set your sights too low. For the correct answer to that question, to me and to you, is what will I accomplish in this life? I will be a saint. Now we can look at the saints and consider them perhaps almost otherworldly. But they have a sanctity and a holiness that we can't even begin to think of achieving. And yet, their holiness, their sanctity, every single one of us is called to the very same thing. It is the ordinary goal of every Christian to be a saint. St. Bernard of Clairvaux said, speaking of the celebration, that of course the saints have no need of us. They do not need honors from us. They don't need to be recognized by us. We can add nothing to their eternal joy. No, this day really is for us. It should awaken, recall, bring to mind the longing to be a saint. And not just to long for it. Oh, that's a nice idea. But actually begin to work on it. What would your life look like? What would my life look like if every single day, every decision, every choice was ordered to, geared to becoming a saint? I would venture your life would be very different if you lived to be a saint. Now, every saint, of course, is unique. Their experiences, what they lived through, there is no one pattern, there is no blueprint. Some were glorious martyrs. Others lived in a very quiet, humble anonymity. But what they did share, what they lived for, was to incarnate, if you will, to make real in this world, to live the gospel. to follow Jesus Christ, to follow Him in the path He laid out in the Beatitudes that we heard this morning. The Beatitudes are the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. They're a prelude, if you will, to the drama of Calvary. And it really sets almost an irreconcilable opposition between Jesus and the powers and the principalities of this world. To read the Beatitudes, those are the Beatitudes, they're counterintuitive to who we are in this world. They embody a different vision of life. So if we think of this, what are the Beatitudes of this world? Who are the blessed according to this world? Blessed are the rich. Blessed are the mighty. Blessed are the powerful. Blessed are the accomplished. Blessed are the acclaimed. But Jesus would have none of it. The saints lived the vision of life that Jesus offered them. They were poor in spirit. They mourned. They were pained by their sins. They longed for justice. They were merciful. They were peacemakers. They were often abandoned and abused and lost and discarded and ridiculed. Even sometimes within the church. But they looked to Jesus. Because Jesus was the very embodiment of the Beatitudes. He enfleshed the Beatitudes. And knowing that, they lived in a radical trust in God. A radical trust in Jesus. They accepted His proposal. When He said, "Follow Me," they followed Him. When Jesus cried, "I've come to set the world on fire," they set themselves ablaze. They listened and followed without losing heart, but rather had an open heart. An open heart that was just disposed to Him, to His way, to His will, to His sacrifice. Into His love. Life is hard. In this world, as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, it is in a monumental struggle against the darkness of this world. A struggle that has pervaded the whole history of mankind. The saints were in the midst of that struggle. And so are you and I. We call the saints, they're in the church triumphant. You and I are in the church militant. But we are in communion with them, a foundational dogma of our faith. We are in communion with the saints. Death is not a great abyss that cannot be crossed, but it is a transition. And in their joy, they await us. And they pray and intercede for us because they know. They know in this world, every form of holiness, no matter how it ends up looking, no matter what manner of life, has to go through the cross. The way of the cross, the way of sacrificial love, a way of self-denial, a way of living for the other. They followed the example of St. Thomas Aquinas, who said, you should love what Jesus loved from the cross, and you should despise what Jesus despised from the cross. What did he love from the cross? Mercy, forgiveness, patience, sacrifice, love. Complete abandonment to the will of the Father. What did he despise from the cross? Tyranny and evil. Powers that crush the spirit of the humble and the lost. They looked at the cross and they saw that God, Jesus, had given a complete self-offering of Himself. He gave us His entire self. And in response to that gift, to that love, they in turn completely gave of themselves. And in doing so, lived their lives in that personal and profound relationship with Him. They wanted to imitate Jesus. And that's what we are called to do. But as we stay united with Him, we enter into the great mystery of His divine holiness, and we live that holiness in this world with an undivided heart, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, and responding, always responding to the next request of love, saying yes to God, saying yes to love. At the end, there are only two options. If you're in heaven, you're a saint. And if you're not, you're lost. Let us not be fooled that it is an easy path. I think if it was, we would not be celebrating this day. we would not be looking at them for role models and intercessors and examples for us. They believed Jesus when he said, "The way is narrow." But just like you and I, they knew they were weak. They knew they were sinful. They knew they struggled. So they depended entirely upon Jesus, entirely upon God. That they knew that if they put themselves in His hands, He would make them saints. A French novelist said that the only tragedy in life is to not be a saint. Being a saint is realizing your deepest desire, but also fully being the person you were called to be, who you are truly destined to be. You have been called to be saints. Let on this day do we celebrate those who have gone before us. Recommit ourselves, me and you, this day forward, every single day of our lives, our goal, our focus, everything about us will say, we are going to be saints.